from the hill country of Ephraim, said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, and about which I heard you utter a curse, I have the silver here with me. I took it. Then his mother said, blessed be my son by the Lord. And when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother, she said, I wholly dedicate the silver to the Lord for my son's benefit, to make a graven image and a molten idol. Therefore, I will now return it to you. So he returned the silver to his mother, and she took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to a silversmith, who made them into a graven image and a molten idol. And they were placed in the house of Micah. Now this man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod, and some household idols, and ordained one of his sons as his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And there was a young Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, who had been residing within the clan of Judah. This man left the city of Bethlehem in Judah to settle where he could find a place. And as he traveled, he came to Micah's house in the hill country of Ephraim.
Where are you from?
Micah asked him.
I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, he replied, and I am on my way to settle wherever I can find a place.
Stay with me,
Micah said to him,
and be my father and priest.
And I will give you
10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your
provisions.
So the Levite went in and agreed to stay with him, and the young man became like a son to Micah. Micah ordained the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in his house. And Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me, because a Levite has become my